Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls, and of course, all mummies and daddies. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Tonight, we will inshallah carry on with the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So get tucked in, and here we go. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam grew to love Allah. But not everybody was like him. There were some people who forgot about Allah completely. They prayed to stones and statues instead. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam hated these stones more than anything. You have to pray to Allah, he said to the villagers. But nobody listened. The king became angry with the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. They tied up Ibrahim alayhi salam and threw him into a huge fire. But the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that Allah looked after those he loved. Allah made the fire cool and peaceful so that it did not hurt him. His Prophet was not harmed. His Prophet was safe. After that day, the Prophet traveled through the land telling people about Allah. Some people believed him and some people didn't. But Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that Allah always looked after those he loved. The story of Zamzam. One dark night in his quiet home, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream. In the dream, Allah spoke to him. Allah told the Prophet to leave his land. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife Hajar, and his son the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, who was still a baby boy. They made the journey into the distant deserts of Arabia. By morning, the camels were packed and ready. The little family started their journey away from home. They traveled for many, many days. The three climbed high, rocky mountains. They crossed deep, glittering valleys, and in the end, they reached a big, empty desert. The golden sands gleamed far and wide. There wasn't a cloud in sight. No rain fell. No trees gave shade. It was the three of them in the hot, drying sun. Soon everybody was thirsty, but there was nothing anybody could do about it. After a while, the family reached a little valley. The camels slowed to a stop.
You stay here, Hajar,
the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said.
Keep Ismail with you. I have to go back.
The Prophet turned away and disappeared into the distance. Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam, her baby, were left all alone. Then the baby started to cry. He was too thirsty. Hajar put the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam on the ground and hurriedly looked for water. She turned over stones running in the heat of the sun. She ran across the sandy dunes between the hills of Safa and Marwa. But it was no use. There was no water anywhere. Hajar tried again and again. Soon she was scared for her son. What would happen to him now? Suddenly, a sharp cry ran through the desert. It could only have been her baby boy. Hajar ran as fast as she could. What had happened to her son? She started to fear the worst. When Hajar got to him, she saw something strange. The Prophet Ismail alayhi salam had kicked a hole in the sand. In that hole was splashing water. Alhamdulillah! Thank you, Allah. Hajar jumped with joy. She took some water in her hands and finally fed her loving son. That same water That same watering hole turned out to be a spring. Later it became known as the Well of Zamzam. To this very day, alhamdulillah, the water of Zamzam still flows in Arabia, Mecca, Makkatul Mukarramah. So children, what have you learned? So boys and girls, what have you learned from today's story? The story of Hajar and the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam teaches us that we should always trust Allah. When times get tough, He will always look after us. He will always do what's best. Always trust and believe in Allah. Allah will always help us, inshaAllah. The end. I love that story, mashallah. That story was awesome. Say that with me, everybody. That story was
awesome.
Awesome, mashallah. Allah helped them by gifting them with the amazing well of Zamzam. Who loves Zamzam? Oh, we all love the water of Zamzam, don't we? Boys and girls, now, make sure the boys and girls who made their colorings, make sure you come and collect them from the masjid, inshallah. And there's been loads of people coming in. It's been really good that all these people have been coming in with their parents and collecting their colorings. So everybody else who hasn't collected their colorings, please come and collect them. We also have prizes for you, inshallah. Now, before we finish tonight, we need to do two things every night. What are the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima. The kalima is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Shall we pray this again? Pray this with your mommy and daddy. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mashallah. And give your mommy and daddy a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again next Tuesday, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.